So, what's this contraption you wanted to show me, Don? Wait, is that a 3D printer?
Yep. Guess what it prints?
Is it anything I can dream up?
Well, no, Yael. You're going to make my big reveal look bad.
Sorry. What can it print?
This 3D printer is a bioprinter, which means it can print living material. Recently, scientists used it to make the first 3D printed human cornea.
Wow, that's in our eyes, right?
It's the transparent structure in front of the eye through which we can see the colored iris. A lot of people worldwide would benefit from a cornea transplant. 10 million people need corneal surgery to prevent blindness, and almost 5 million others are totally blind from problems with their corneas.
So 3D printing corneas could potentially help a lot of people.
Exactly. The most difficult part of the process was making the bioink, the solution that can be printed. The gel contains living corneal stem cells, so the material had to be something that kept them alive. It also needed to be firm enough to hold its shape, but malleable enough to squeeze through the printer's nozzle. The researchers eventually found what did the trick: a mixture of alginate, a material derived from seaweed, and collagen, the primary protein in human corneas. They added the bioink to a simple 3D bioprinter and printed the ink into concentric circles that formed anatomically correct human corneas. They'll still need to do a lot of testing before they can actually implant them in human eyes.
I see a lot of future potential.
I see what you did there.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.